Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 154-55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening,
President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF is insisting on June 29 as the date for crucial elections expected to end the coalition government.
The party is ready. There are just a few areas which need clearing up and so on. So the fact that the team is moving in all the province doesn't necessarily mean that there are problems.
The European Union says it is willing to help fund Zimbabwe's electoral processes, as the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission admitted today that it is failing to sponsor the voter education exercise ahead of this year's crucial polls.
For the moment, there is no direct request of financial support, but we are ready to provide financial support and technical support if so requested.
Lawmakers debate the constitutional bill as the draft charter moves closer to becoming the country's supreme law once assented to by President Robert Mugabe.
Several ZANU-PF leaders have said they want to see the country's general elections held on the 29th of June. But as ZANU-PF combats factionalism and argues over primaries, is President Robert Mugabe's party really ready for a general election next month? Talking with Studio 7, some senior party officials insist that ZANU-PF will be ready for elections even if they come next month, though they also admit that they are concerned about factionalism. Mashingo Province is seeing so much party infighting lately that party chairman Simon Kayamoyo and a probe team are expected to be in the province by Friday to deal with the crisis. Other insiders say there are accusations that party provincial chairman Lovemore Matuke, said to be in the faction led by Defence Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa, is refusing to take orders from Vice President Joyce Mujuru, who is said to belong to a rival faction. Studio 7 tried to reach Mr. Matuke and Uruba by phone, but we were unsuccessful. But a party spokesman Rugare Gumbo confirmed to Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that Mr. Moyo and the team will be in Mashingo.
The team was supposed to go this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I think. However, because of certain extenuating circumstances, it may not go this week, and perhaps it will go the following week. But the reason for going to Mashingo is basically that we are making a probe into our structures, provincial structures. We have done Bulawayo, we have done Manikaland, we are doing Mashingo. We have also done Harare, by the way. We wanted to complete all the provinces to find out what are the challenges, what are the problems, is there anything that the party can do to rectify the situation. So it's one of those prop tips which we want to hear the views of the various provinces.
But with all this probing that is going on, and also the fact that the party is yet to announce a date for primary elections, would you say your party is ready for elections? Or we also understand that some are saying the party should push for an election at a later date.
No, not necessarily. The party is ready. There are just a few areas which need clearing up and so on. So the fact that the team is moving in all the province doesn't necessarily mean that there are problems.
A similar team dispatched to Manikaland suspended the executive and imposed an acting chairman. The party also demoted Matabeleland chairman and installed an acting one. The party even agreed Sunday in its central committee meeting that, in an effort to avoid friction, no elections will take place in these provinces until after the general election. Harare is not immune from the political wrangling, as there is pressure to dissolve the provincial executive for failing to deliver. Nationally, the party has not held primary elections as it cannot agree on the rules and qualifications for candidates. Zimbabwe Democracy Institute Director Pedzisai Ruhanya attributes the factionalism to President Robert Mugabe's age, saying that the president's failure to groom a successor within the party has others vying for his job.
I think there's a realization that the president has reached his sunset times in terms of his leadership of the party. So people are jostling to gain control of the provinces, looking at the post-Mugabe era. So I think my advice to ZANU, if it cares to listen, is to simply agree that the president has played his role in ZANU, and there is time for everything, and he now needs to retire.
But there are some critics who say if Mr. Mugabe goes, it will actually worsen because he's the glue that binds the factions together.
No, President Mugabe is not the first leader of a liberation movement or a party like ZANU who has left power and the institution remained. If he does the handover takeover properly, democratically, without allowing these fly-by-night factions which are already eating into his political party, ZANU PF, he can survive.
That was political analyst Pedzisai Ruhanya, director of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, speaking by phone with Blessing Zulu.